Well, maybe we can start the meeting. Well, my name is Tom Berger, and I'm conducting the Alaska Native Review Commission. And what I'm doing is going around the state to every region of Alaska to find out what people living in the villages think about the land claim settlement. Back in 1971, Congress passed the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. It set up the Native corporations, regional corporations, village corporations, and the land that Native people received back in 1971 was turned over to the corporations. So 13 years have passed, and the Inuit Circumpolar Conference thought it was a good time to review what had happened and to make recommendations for the future. So I've been asked to do this job by the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, which is an international organization of Eskimos from Alaska, Canada, and Greenland. And I've also been asked to do this by the World Council of Indigenous People, which is an organization of Native people throughout the world. And a lot of these people in other countries want to know how your land claims settlement worked out. What about these corporations? What about all the money you got back in 1971? What about your land? And so I'm going around to every region to find out what people living in the villages and the towns, Alaska Natives like yourselves, have to say about the land claim settlement. I've been traveling around Alaska since February, and I've held meetings like this in 36 villages and towns and more than 700 people like yourselves have testified, have given me their views about the land claim settlement, whether it was good, whether it was bad, the good points, the bad points, the corporations. Have the corporations provided jobs? Have they provided dividends? What's good about the corporations? What's bad about the corporations? And of course, people have been talking about 1991. Right now, the only people that hold shares in the native corporations, the people that own the native corporations are native people. Native people are the only people that can hold shares that have voting rights. But after 1991, anybody can own the shares if they can buy them. So your corporations could be taken over by the oil companies or by big companies in Anchorage or by the Japanese or people from the lower 48. And if they take over, if they buy out your shares, if you sell your shares, they buy them out, then they'll own your corporations and they'll own native lands in Alaska. So a lot of people are concerned about 1991 for that reason. But of course, I want to know how you feel about it. Do you think you should sell your shares? You might get some money for them in 1991. Maybe you could buy a snow machine or buy a new roof for your house. Or do you think that native shares should continue in native hands so that native land will remain under native control? Then there's the question of taxing native land. In the years after 1991, native corporation lands can be taxed even if they're only being used for subsistence. And if the corporations don't have enough money to pay the tax, then they could lose the land that way. And wherever I've gone, people have been concerned about the children born since 1971. They have no right to be enrolled themselves as shareholders when they're born. They have to wait for their parents to die. And of course, a lot of people are concerned about that feature of the settlement. They think that it's not a good thing that the children were left out of the settlement. And then I'd like to know how the land claim settlement has affected subsistence. I want to know what you think about the future, about subsistence, about sovereignty and self-determination, all of these questions. Now, I'm here to listen to you, but I have some people with me. Mary Miller of Kowarik helped to organize this meeting. And Mary Kenswick, who works for my commission, is here too. And Jim Sykes, the man sitting in the middle with the earphones over here, is taking everything that is said down on tape, and it'll be typed up so there will be a permanent record of what you say here tonight. And I want that permanent record of what you have to say, because after I've been to every region and held all the meetings, I'm going to write a report about ANCSA, about the land claims, and I'm going to base that report on what you tell me at these meetings. What do you think of the land claims settlement? It's your settlement. ANCSA is the settlement that governs your land and your rights in Alaska. So I'm going to write that report based on what you tell me. And then I'll turn the report over to the Inuit Circumpolar Conference and the World Council of Indigenous People, and they will be submitting it to the United Nations. But I'll also send copies to you, to everybody that's testified, and you and your native organizations, your corporations, your IRAs can use it to plan your future, to plan where you're going in the future. So, I just want to say that I and those traveling with me are pleased to be here in Shishmaref, And we're glad the people from Wales and Brevig were able to come. I understand the people from Teller have arrived too, and we're glad that they're here. And we're sorry the people from Little Diomede couldn't make it because of the weather. So I thought I'd explain once again why we're here, and to say that I'm glad there's such a good turnout. We were in Nome Monday and Tuesday, and there was a very good turnout there. We were in Gamble yesterday and had a meeting that went on till 11 o'clock at night there. And we're going to Unalakleet tomorrow to hold meetings there. So maybe you can...
For those people that came in from Teller as president of Shishmaref Native Corporation, I'd like to welcome you here. And for you folks that may have not been here this afternoon, I'd like to welcome you. And for your information, if you do want to testify, your name does not have to appear on the list. Just let one of us know. If you're too afraid of to come up here, we'll bring a mic out to you so that we can put it on tape. Actually, we don't have no time limit on those people that want to testify, so you're more than welcome to take any much time you want, because I think this is an opportunity that we can't pass. Una Thomas Berger Tito Amonga Uvernarem Una Aglatin Keplu Ungai Takut Wogut Kurisuglu Kanukpiak Pakman Mun Land Claim Sotik Lagat Oman Nunak Europe in the Temasu Nunak Dilapting Ilavut Wales Brevik Mission and Teller Piluvo Tatamunga Oklu Temas Ilhuating Vati Arting Kanarupsi, Ilipsi Utkana Urusi, Tarna Nauping Apsi, Maikak Una Tarnu of Tirno Wigut Una as Irisim of Cardo, Kano that Aunia Taylu Aunia Stan Ilut Padat of Settlement in the 1991 ticket pun, Sagan Azad of Terror. Unmana Luna Nadate of Nazadapan. Tame the 1991 ticket coup ticket, tame a week cra, said the tame ticket pun, work good sooner than late or two pity or good. I see my pop mammy in my niggas all clue the tilly rope cluny, bong a talk, set them up. Kulitip sing, work good coolish rope without room, eagles all the other attitude. When the claims that cannot work without dang doubt. Take a seal, duck the gut, work good, not look after. Una Ilan taxing after only Monik, certain Artok, taxing the day of two student late on our light of Settlementuna, work with certainly a product of tooth, him now, not leave the great Gupta, not leaving the Kanota work good. Government would run a time the money, time the Nunoksha Lok Rogut, Piliorat Aria Oluasi. They must work with Angunia Verluta. Their tab room put mummy, time the Susasa to Pigaga. I couldn't mistake him, Vadirung Wanga, Wumming Hidu, Swami, Katimati Clark, Nusa Master, Martin Nagot and Kunk Signari. In upiah tu kan awup si naguruk, katet mangai awup ta tape pagun kan awup disi pilih wongan, nada amai tu mumkli awiga. So cuma kan kira awup tak suruhinga nuni, ilsem kait naat tu wagut, hatun ma kan awup si tu nagu warda ayat tu.
I think we can go ahead and start.
Sure. Well, the next name I had on the list was Luther Komanasiak.
Thank you, Thomas. My name is Luther Komarasak, and I am at the present moment the board of director of the Wells Native Corporation. My main concern of this Alaska Native Land Claims Act is on our land that we are entitled to. Why can't the government, federal government, respect us, recognize us for what we are, recognize us that there were groups of people colonized along the coasts of the existing villages? This goes to show you us that we are not being respected of what we had. At this present time, Wells Native Corporation is confused on starting the 14C reconveyance. This confusion is caused mainly on the understanding of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. This act was not reviewed by the natives before it was passed. Also, people were given opportunities to choose campsites. These opportunities was applied to the shareholders. These campsites should apply equally to all shareholders as they see the need for a campsite. I hope these testimonies will help you in amending some of these Alaska Native Claims Act. So I got to say thank you.
Did we keep your testimony? Did we keep a copy of that? Thanks. Thanks very much. It's okay. We can. It's helpful to us. Yeah, I have it. I have it. Sorry.
Again, unless I study the testimony of Luther Komarasak a little bit, I won't be able to translate all of what he said in English, but I will make sure that I do spend some time after the meeting to study the contents of his testimony and translate into English. It was given in English, but perhaps if there's any questions from you elderly people, that if you need to ask me any questions in Eskimo, then I can give it to you in more in detail. Luther, unda wani kan kami tok piruk sak mang king mintipuni tok ilan isme wadal ni belum mana nuna wagut adala wapting kai target emat na wagut Abruma Sirati Gap, the federal government. I've showed to Pia Adlo Hata, Nadonia Pia Adlo Hate Manunushe to Suta. The man Megasta on the Imanapko Sirati Gap, the Kangsui Adlo Hata Mana Nuna Megato is Nam Tidla Atovi Tomik. Umat Al Tok. Kano tigia tamna to iluang ni blue suli king kita ona pagmami nagwatin kangsing ni blue suli 14C reconveyance kanday dagtaga tabrum land claim na milagigaga On the 14th, he lose the morning. Pigaga, Satama Sultam, the Nung Evan, Mana Inigigap, the man, village journey, city limits, Nipirataganis, Satama Sulli, Tam the 14th, he claims act from Pigaga, Survey Parasu, Satamogut, Atlat Nunaki, the Naktu Rotun, the Lady de la Tirtu Sulli. umunaltoq luther naguarsingillaq ma kampadiorupta ma nanguniarviptikni ashiik tangtuaq umma government pilartaaga teimmaanamiktoq luther ma illuaringillaa taamna tapkoatterra allaqanerigaagittoq iluit padartat mumkiga Sumi kavuksuuttikira kaapsi kanningehtoa kaavan inpiaht navuksungaapti duogura naguuruk.
I think I should also say that we have two other people with us, Dorothy Pfister and George Williams of KNOM Radio in Nome. They're seated over here with Jim Sykes covering the meeting for the radio. Well, the next name on the list is Ralph Anungasak.
I was in active service when the Native Claims Act was signed into law, and I had no contact with my Native corporation until I came back. And since then, I picked up bits and pieces on the Native Claims, but I still have a lot to learn. Because of the way the Native Claims Act was written, I feel more land was not made into campsites by more people. Can or has the act been amended so people who could have gotten land but had no knowledge of how to get it at the time can get land in the future? That's all I got.
You're a member of the
Wales Native Corporation.
Wales Native Corporation. Thanks very much. I think so, yeah. Sit over, yeah, that'd be fine.
Ralph, one of the guys, people in the Mlangzi of Tofluni, when the Claims Act, Agadak Dopeman, La Roman Lutema, in Mlangzi of Tofluni, Not money gay, who were corporation to Martig Lagat, they may near Hamkizan as a extra deplu. They report after Pingna Daga, Dog Mana Inukuna, Camper the Old Mater, Inuit Idate, Pig Shaded, certainly a shooting camper the other directed, their dog Tabrum, Pidla Daga.
If I may, Mr. Burge, I'd like to make one testimonial statement. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I'll say it both in English and in Eskimo. I had it in my mind at the time that I was getting ready, just to show you what the government is doing to the natives. Back in 1937 Act on the native allotments, we did not know it until the 1971 deadline. And we worked very hard. A few villages that knew, that found out the deadline was 1971. That's when we started filling out the native allotment applications. The villages like Wales, there's only few because the proper government agencies forgot to get hold of them. That's their biggest concern. And in some portion of what the government states on this issue, we're seeing the Land Claims Act because of deadlines. We're not told by the government nor the state until it's time to do something. And I think that we're hearing from especially the people of Wales that this is one of their biggest concerns, especially about the campsite areas. And I think that issue should not be taken very lightly. When the Pingata land claims in the Manadu Maru, Kangni Ugimni, 180 acres, Lunokshadal no Maru, Kizenter, deadline on Ubluizut at Matit Kuliti Matit, he made it look to Ratut, Kizen, Ubluizut at Matit, when Unatim Piplu land claims kung ila tay mani ni blue kano dila ni wago siu later roan ni kizian ter ubulgra tig la atak man nalu na yata wapti ng sir ni yata yata alta si wago. Thank you.
Thank you. I should say that the complaints about allotments are complaints that other people have made. It isn't just the people at Wales that lost out because they didn't know they could apply for allotments until it was too late. That happened to people in every region of the state. Native people everywhere have complained about that. Well, the next name is Arlene Ungotuastruck.
That was close enough. It's Ungotuastruck. Honorable Chief Justice Thomas Berger, ladies and gentlemen, the people of Shishmaref, I feel that we as Alaskans did not understand the Land Claims Act. We did not fully understand what it would do to us. I'm still trying to understand it myself. I feel Washington, D.C. and Alaskans do not speak the same language. It seems that people decided the Land Claims Act for us, for all the rest of us. This land was ours from our forefathers. They lived off land and sea with no restrictions, often sharing their catch. They had no written laws on game management. It was an understanding they always kept in their minds, hunting for survival. Oftentimes, I feel state and federal laws make it harder for us here in Alaska. In reference to polar bear hides, I feel that many would sell to white people to purchase material things or pay their debts to better provide for their families. Very few in our villages are employed full-time as it is. I don't feel the act has benefited us, only those that are on our regional corporation and very few in our local corporations. I can't see how our village corporations can survive when people will be able to sell their stocks. Our corporations probably won't have enough money to survive after 1991. I thought we were free Americans, yet here we are labeling our afterborns non-shareholders. Already I've heard of rivalries in families because of this. I have fears that eventually it will separate us as families. Parents, grandparents will have to take the blame, although we are not at fault, all because of those few select people who made the decision for us. I do not wish to see our future children labeled. To me, it is just the same as the black and white. I also feel that in the long run, people will not be able to pay taxes on the land.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm glad you invited us all to come here.
Glad you came.
Ida organeta ni dut padato tarli mkhana iga ma mumkhli oiga ida to asib zagni unna pak tamung anak dan land claims act ida iduk nan kang sing ni blue in me ila pak ma me kang sina suar ni blu hanwata unga sig le rek pal sutta dc lu mani dinu peta kanak tang shooting te mas pak ma me se ni ni akhluta sudi una land claims act o dat marung amiga av sector inu pet kad shooting pit marung ter tar arlin kumila ilo ame lu Una astok tani nunorak kanere blue ipko wogu davapta man nuna at pikir wuklu tamo ngonak dan wogu ter at lakai kuwa kuwa Siltan Tutam Nuna Tap Umu Land Claims Act of Article 2. Asito Pakmami Tamogan Naklan in Mitois, Malukan Ipuni, Federal and State to Masilate Gapta, Lardi of Tag Magua. They must not nasle nadu whopting illegat on the blue. At the lamag nanut a meeting, woke tunes go taptigun. They tunes daptig tamatko, they must shoot tildu, summing negate a nibuta. Ilato as his marun cluny, una Land Claims Act, ilnan. Wagu dikasung nibuta tamku kija nakdan soti kav tumr igazura ta alor niblui im man nak zakti lui a sawa gitun una to asul tem na una staka ka kuda da manik shout a Junior at 11, so you said that we were right by the other day. At the time, I thought that he was there on the book that Magundang Stark and Peter Tarnik in the family who had the junior I learned about that. But my mother, Tom, told us when the corporation money is out in the chamber room, Magunun Pirto at Tilu, that Magua is late, Kaiknad to it. Tamna Torasi, Ilaring to Maguangzoa, I told Nagunin up Avacado Lu, Satam Skitimna. Ilagoyang an pasito siya ng blue. Tara kaya tani luit pa dahto ah wadas sult King Desert Taiwan ni inuit ilait nililgu ilsim na an lupak mami nalinaj kumsetam Nadir Gusia on the blue tower. There are a lot of Kuliak Padega, Arlene Conley.
Thank you again. Frank Angtor struck
Thank you. Justice Berger and ladies and gentlemen, my name is Frank Untorsuk. I'm from Wales, and I'm a shareholder of Wales Native Corporation and Bering Straits Native Corporation. The Inupiaq people have been here in the Seward Peninsula since a long time ago, and we have proof of that, as there is a lot of artifacts buried here all along the coast. And that shows that we have been here for centuries and we plan to stay here for a long time to come. How come the white man have to come here and sell our land to hunting areas in the Bering Sea and Chukchi Sea? In 1991, shareholders of all native corporations will be able to sell their stock. And if the stock is sold and the land and stock are not separated, then the native people will lose their land if a white man buys the land. I wish to see the land and stock separated, which will protect our land, which we use for hunting, fishing, and food gathering, as well as for ranger grazing. The Land Claims Act did not provide many jobs in the villages. We need to think about our Native persons who are born after 1971. And as it is now, they are not recognized as Natives because they will not hold stock unless they inherit it. And they are future as they will be here after we are gone, passed on. And I would like to see more land for our afterborns if they are to be included. Because already all the land that was now in Alaska, we can't call it all ours, as the state and federal government both claim land that should be ours. We were not prepared for the passage of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, and we were not given a chance to vote whether or not we wanted the passage of Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. So we have to accept the Claims Act as it is. Why were not the IRA consulted? The IRA or Tribal Council had been in existence since 1936. Why must we lose our land even though we have been here and plan to remain here for a long time to come? The sea mammals and land mammals, as well as migratory birds, do not stay in one specified place, so we should be able to hunt and fish when and where we please. The fact that our animal resources are still here shows that we can never overuse our resources. It is important that we retain our culture and native values. The fact that the white man's style of life is forced upon us can never be turned back. We must unify and stand as one if we want to survive as a native of Alaska, so we need to retain control of our land. The withdrawal lands of Wells Native Corporation are considered one of the highest mineral potential lands in the state of Alaska. In sovereignty, we as Native people have never been conquered by war or treaty. But the land of Alaska that was sold to the U.S. government without the people's consent. Also, a majority of the shareholders of Wells Native Corporation did not receive their 160 acres of land that was allotted. I was told I was too young to apply for my 160 acres of land. And later on, after the deadline was up, I found out that I did not have to be 21 years old at the time. I feel that I should be given a chance for the land allotment also, as well as any person who didn't get the land. That's all I present then. Thanks.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. Could you
Tani Idarang na Frank Ang Toshim Kanaigaga Mum Kliuga Imanai Savi Adra Ne Magua Mumishat Sagat Nangwatok Tani Kanaga Wogut Man Togut Magon Inupegung to Bongat Kadra Ne Taman Gas Wogut Ekua Sea leap that them sawaginic never racked out to damn that talk Frank and Pigaga er in Pegung Tonic Sea Lee Nipta Imanasi in Pet Man is shooting Magua Nadrami in Pitaktav Tigadra Nay Sudasi. It is similar to Tamanto, so Nusumene Nibta. asitoktani akuni siuleimi kanreidahtaagi teema niksiglui pie imna kun staakkaamme pilahtaako taa tuni naasikpan satam ilaa tuni raadu pikparung aastamut koosil tuni raingito et satam ovigluta piljoon ibulta. December iman kangait kaklu ter tamat ko pak mami stakay tem kizan ang isawa guru na gunawa ng pir mada ter kupsing ila kuzi grahtar to pak mami tam ilo ang dato magop ani jo 1971 kangait kaklu pak mami mada la kanisi tuot Emen onna land claims act to old them la roman to pe pluni wog ogni mang ni butta emen na un federal government ira could mago in eta them na wat khulishung matiut un sudasi pe pluni Una imna manna nuna pirpan magua pak mami angu niafipti ire satama tuniwaadu pikpating siuli sagat niafti nipulta kanua tau ilisimu gigu duogut magua pirksut atosi naami langi tuat te iglai tahtu tog te manna maga asa nuna atoklu tam atada yakoklu nantiklaaga uogut angu niaftaa krapta Asuli pipluni wogut inupiat ni nuklea otsatama nagu vadaaya ni blu teemani inutui naapta iman ipkoa agili ruot tigitpada satama atlangu azoakli waaun inuklea on maani village orani. Kengi nuna kuopak mami nuno ta adala maniksaat flintuak satama pisik padaklu piliwaat tekkua agili roksat mana man adala tinnaadu govdaadu pisik sinaklu tena asi niksiklu teemna Ido need 160 acres. Nunuksha zaz mani truak te mani agdan go ila avakshro vasungman ping naat nuto varang niblu. Ter tohtam na 160 acres. Ido ang ila pimbinaksimagadoktok. Ilet nagwatun. Politing it money.
Thank you. Jonah Tokiana